You're listening to the Podcast Mastery Podcast with your host, Seth Goldstein. On each episode, Seth discusses a podcasting tip or trick to help you get better at podcasting or being a guest on podcasts. Seth has more than 15 years of experience in the podcasting space, so sit back, relax, and let's learn something.
Hey guys, it's Seth from Podcast Mastery, podcastmastery.coach. Today is going to be a quick one, but I wanted to talk about this because it kind of caught me off guard. A pitch came to me via my email for Entrepreneurs Enigma, my other podcast. And normally pitches I don't really pay attention to because I get pitched constantly beyond the Entrepreneurs Enigma podcast, constantly. And a lot of them are stupid and they don't do the research and they pitch me something that has nothing to do with what my podcast is about and whatnot. But this person, I'm not going to reveal who they are pitching to me because I'm hoping to get them on the show, and then I'll talk about it afterwards. But this PR person, the publicist, reached out to me and suggested this person. I have no idea why I read this book of an email, but it piqued my interest. So I read it, was interested, and reached back out, and I said, hey, I know this person's a big name person, but I require that everyone do a preliminary call with me. And it's another podcast, and we'll talk about why I do that for reasons that should be obvious, but you do a I'll spill the beans. You do a preliminary call to make sure that even the most established people have the right gear to be on your show. They at least wear headphones and have a decent mic, or at least have headphones. I mean, I'll deal with the mic, but decent headphones. Anyhow, I digress. Most pitch emails I get from PR people, I ignore. I'd much rather prefer to hear from the guests themselves wanting to be on my show. And in that case, they have more of a chance of getting on. I'd say closer to 90% chance of hearing back from me, at least, than a PR person. One thing I do have to say is, please don't say, hey, I'd like to review your show, and then pitch slap me, saying, hey, I also like to be on your show, and here's something that has nothing to do with your show. Don't do that. Come out, be genuine and all that. But it just got this whole instance got me thinking about how pitching can be tough. It is tough. Not can be. It is tough. It can be, you know, grueling. It can be exhausting. And sometimes you might be tempted to hand it off to your publicist to do because you're a busy CEO of a big company. Whatever. I get it. But your ROI, your return on investment, your ROT, your return on time spent, will be better off if you do your own pitching, in my opinion. Also, if you go into a service, a Podmatch, which I absolutely adore, do your own pitching. Don't have the PR firm use Podmatch to pitch people, pitch you to people. Like, it makes no sense. It's there for you to pitch that yourself to podcasters. You can tell I'm a little passionate about this. Love to hear your thoughts. Post your comments. Email me, hey@podcastmastery.coach. And I'll see you guys on the flip side.